You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison had only positive things to say about his involvement in this year's 47th G7 summit, held in the county of Cornwall in the United Kingdom.
It was a meeting of great friends and allies who share a view on the world. It was a great opportunity for my first meeting, of course, with the President. I've known Boris for many years, and there was a very easy understanding amongst the three of us.
But back home in Australia, the opposition have been quick to point out missed opportunities. Labor Senator Penny Wong saying it's disappointing the Prime Minister couldn't secure a one-on-one meeting with US President Joe Biden.
I'm disappointed that Mr. Morrison couldn't secure a one-on-one meeting with President Biden, just as I'm disappointed that Mr. Morrison, on behalf of Australia, spoke so late at the recent climate summit that the President wasn't even in attendance.
Even more disappointing, according to Greens leader Adam Bandt, is the Morrison government's refusal to accept global climate change targets.
Australia's performance at this international summit is not just an international embarrassment. We are stopping the world from getting on top of the climate challenge.
He says Mr. Morrison wasn't invited to speak, but to listen.
Climate is a critical issue at this G7. It is the only game in town. When they sit down to discuss climate, Scott Morrison will be sitting at the kids' table. And I think part of the reason he's been invited to this summit is so that the rest of the world can give Australia a dressing down on climate.
G7 leaders have agreed to end government support for overseas unabated coal generation by the end of the year. However, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he won't be making a commitment without action, claiming even countries who have made the net zero by 2050 pledge are yet to see results.
I've heard it from countries that frankly haven't had any reduction in their emissions. I've heard it from countries whose emissions are still rising.
Australia is on the pathway to net zero. Our goal is to get there as soon as we possibly can. For Australia, it is not a question of if or even by when for net zero, but importantly, how.
The UK, the US and the European Union have made it clear that countries who fail to take action may face fiscal consequences by way of taxes such as a carbon tariff. Greens leader Adam Bandt says taking action is the right thing to do.
And I think Scott Morrison is going to come under enormous pressure because it's not just this climate denialism from Liberal and the backing of coal and gas from Labor. Isn't just a recipe for diplomatic isolation, it's a recipe for climate collapse.
Senator Penny Wong says the government's position has left Australia isolated and says focus should have been directed at climate issues with foreign counterparts, not China relations.
I think the more important issue in many ways has been Mr. Morrison's refusal, stubborn refusal to sign up to net zero emissions by 2050. I mean, we all understand that Mr. Morrison is driven on this by his internal party politics, and I think it's the wrong thing for Australia.
Alongside climate action, G7 leaders have made clear their intentions to counter China's growing influence in the developing world, with President Joe Biden labelling it a top priority. The group has backed US plans to launch an alternative to Beijing's Belt and Road Initiative, which finances infrastructure projects often in low-income countries. The new G7 strategy has been dubbed the Build Back Better World Scheme, and it's not yet clear how much the program will cost or who will fund it. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.